We're going to return now to our story that's kind of dominated the week nationally, and that is the issue of special needs assistance and the where things stand now in terms of the pause on the review and a review of the review, if I can call it that. With me in the line is Sinead Clifford O'Sullivan, who's principal of Ahatubrid National School. Sinead, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme. Now, I know your school wasn't affected by the proposed special needs assistant reallocations, but you're obviously concerned about what's been going on.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you? Yes, as you said there, I'm the principal in Ahatubrid, a fabulous school there in the parish of Inard. And I'm principal for 18 years, so I'm not new to the game, and I'm nearly 50 years old, so I'm teaching with nearly 30 years. So I suppose for me, Jerry, and thank you for the opportunity to talk, this anger didn't come out of nowhere. This has been building for years and years. And myself and many principals in South Kerry and in the countywide have been relaying to the powers that be how stretched classrooms are in 2026 in Ireland. So it's when I hear that people, oh, they're reviewing it now and they're pausing it, fair enough. Look, everything needs to be reviewed, of course. There has to be some system. The government can't throw resource after resource at a certain section of society. I'm aware of that. But for years, we have been telling the government, I have been telling the government, and my colleagues in South Kerry have been telling the government the same, that of course the most vulnerable have to get be prioritised. Of course the most vulnerable have to get, and those of the greatest need have to be taken care of. But in this instance, I think what they've done is they've robbed Peter to pay Paul, but they've forgot completely about Peter. The reality in the Irish classroom in 2026 is completely different to the Irish classroom. 2026 is completely different to the Irish classroom in 2006 or indeed 2016. If you're one person standing in top of the room, the level of needs that are being presented, the amount of needs, the amount of diagnosed needs, the amount of undiagnosed needs, the concerns about attendance, emotional, social needs, the amount of psychological reports that are up on the table, and predominantly in most of the psychological reports I've read, it has been noted that the child in question could benefit from having SNA access. And I don't disagree with those reports. But then you're on the flip side of that, then you have the care needs and the primary care needs and the way that SNAs have been allocated in this country down through the years. They are a million miles away from that one teacher sitting in front of 20 or 30 children. There's no correlation. Yeah. There has to be some system, and there has to be a review. God nor man can't argue with that. But I think the system is broken, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity. And it's how horrible it is that it's on the back of the tears of the mothers and the SNAs that this is happening, and on the teachers.
Yeah,
how
the concerns that were expressed and the fears of we're going to lose our SNA and all that that meant.
Because how are we going to know in September about classroom allocations or SNA allocations? Actually, we need to know now. And the guest that you had on prior to me, that he spoke, that we weren't to know maybe until next month. Oh my God, I blessed myself. I said, another month of stress. Originally, we weren't to know until next month. My goodness. So I really think it, for me, on the back of the tears, it's time to take everything off the table and start all over again as to how SNAs can be allocated.
Let me ask you that, Sinead. Let me ask you, on your understanding of how they work. Yeah, no, you're fine. It's understandable. Let me ask you your view on this. Micheál Martin mentioned this when he was challenged in the Dáil on Tuesday about it. He mentioned the issue of mission creep. And I think what he was talking about is the organic way in which SNA provision has happened, the roles they take on, how they work with the teacher in the classroom. There's no... 2014 was the last time it was clearly defined by the department circular what an SNA's job was. You've argued that's all changed. So that a fundamental review now is required, I'd imagine, of the role and how it works.
100%. And I appreciate where Minister Taoiseach is coming from. Nobody likes the boss. You're always going to be criticised. If you like, it's no more than being a principal. You don't go into these roles to be liked. But somebody has to make the decision. But my point is that he was informed. I'm constantly banging on about it. Anybody that comes into our school from the NCSE, they know damn well that I'm going to say it. So I don't know who wasn't listening, but it is the role of the SNA has morphed into something huge. But they're, of course, there are the primary care needs, of which there should be, with assistance, feeding and medicine. And Jesus, of course, those things are predominantly and the most important. But the secondary care needs are also very important. And all the non-obvious supports, like sensory overload breaks, emotional regulation breaks, making a child's life happy, saying hello to that little child. I'm not saying the classroom teacher is going to sit at the top of the room doing nothing. But with an SNE there, the system works more effectively. And the curriculum, outside of the role of the SNA, the curriculum has been so overloaded over the past number of years. Ask any teacher in the country, ask any mother. It is so top heavy. So with greatest respect to our Taoiseach, he was aware of this because he has written to plenty of schools, and we're all going to being inducted again and revised about the new policy and framework. So I'm aware that the curriculum is extending, as are all the ministers. So looking, I think we need to look at the classroom in 2026 and the needs, look at the prevalence and the broadening spectrum, just to say one area, autism. That is umbrelling far, far more than it might have been in our perception 20 or 30 years ago. The criteria have broadened. So it is, I really don't think that it should be just paused or nodded away or say, oh, sorry about that. I don't know. I haven't heard anybody apologize to the mothers and fathers and to the SNAs and principals for the amount of stress that has been caused in those particular schools, but I stand to be corrected on it. But
I understand. Sinead, listen, we're out of time.
And the whole
Sinead,
way the system is looked at and the needs in the Irish classroom in 2026.
Yeah, need to be done.
We're
out of time, and I'm not sure if you can hear me, Sinead.
We're doing it for the child in front of us.
Sinead, I'm not sure if you can hear me okay, but we're out of time in it. It sounds like they're going to have to roll up their sleeves. A lot of quick work has to be done, and thanks for giving your view on the programme this morning. We will follow
up
on it.
Thank you, and I look forward to good news ahead from the government. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. That's Sinead Clifford O'Sullivan there, Principal of Dublin National School, talking about that one.